Good morning. Steve Sherlock here for Steve's Two Cents in Franklin, Mass. Friday, April 8th. I think I skipped a week. Things have just been a little bit busy. But all goodness. Hopefully it's been busy and good on your side as well. We went through a batch of snow, about 4 inches or so, last weekend. So my crocuses and daffodils are a little bit crushed. I hope spring will bring them back to life. The sun is out today. It's going to be in the 40s, more rain tonight. But hopefully the sun will revive them so that they don't look in their crumpled, kind of partially frozen state. Maybe they will come back. Maybe they won't. We'll see how resilient nature is. Because nature is resilient to a point. And that's part of a larger discussion we'll get into more later, perhaps. But resilience of our own is certainly important and a good topic for any time. How resilient are you? How adaptive to change are you? Can you keep getting up after being knocked down? It's not good to get knocked down. The important thing is to get back up. Keep going. Keep going. Maybe adjust. Maybe change. Do things differently. A la Groundhog Day. So you're not doing the same mistake every single time. But eventually you change and thereby something changes. You break through. You succeed. Hallelujah. Goodness. Picked up there's more changes coming just in the some arenas or some areas of the country have already switched over their highway mile markers or highway exit markers from the standard sequence 1, 2, 3, 4 to be the mile equivalent. So instead of my exit 22, it might be exit 242 because it's 242 miles from the start point in a particular direction. Apparently that's a proposal that has circulated through Mass. Bids went out, got signed and awarded last December 2015. The project started and apparently it's on hold because some people were left out in the loop and apparently want to see what kind of impact it's going to be. There will be some impact. Clearly for a lot of the businesses that have communications, whether cards or websites or whatever, that say take exit 16, for example, here in Franklin. And then we're a mile off the exit or 2 miles off the exit, etc. Exit 16, according to the proposal, will become exit 41. Exit 17 will become exit 43. It's a one-time change, but there'll be some implications as people get all their documentation realigned. And as the Waze and Google Maps and all the other automated navigation systems catch up to the change so that they'll know the exit numbers have changed. It'll still be King Street exit, but the number will have changed. But that kind of a communication is a one-time thing, and then it's a new life. You just go on. It's not that big a change. Yes, there's some expense to it. For the websites, you know, maybe a matter of minutes or maybe hours in terms of changing all the reference points. For the paper copies, business cards, paraphernalias, pamphlets, whatever. Yeah, the expense may be more significant depending upon what kind of printing you're doing these days. But then it's, you know, maybe you incorporate it with your next print as opposed to changing everything all at once. There's many ways to tackle that. Certainly being aware of it helps. Having a good radar to find out about changes helps. My radar only picked up that the change has stopped, at least temporarily. It never picked up that it was being proposed during 2015, so I'll have to go back and check my radar. Did I miss it? Or did the radar just not even pick it up at that time? Could be either one of those scenarios. But such is life. We live and learn. Last weekend was also a good weekend with PodCamp Western Mass, the 8th edition. It is now the longest running PodCamp in all of New England, to the best of our knowledge. PodCamp Boston stopped, PodCamp New Hampshire stopped, PodCamp Connecticut only did once or twice, although there's talk of reviving it, but then that'll be their third one. PodCamp Western Mass has soldiered on 8 editions. We had 73 people talking, sharing, learning together. It was a great day. Thoroughly enjoyed it. So I hope you have a good weekend, whatever it brings to you, whatever you have planned, as we're now into April. And somewhere somebody said April is the cruelest month. Well, maybe. Especially as the weather changes. We've gone from 60 degrees to minus 20s with a whole lot of snow. There's some variety now. New England's full of variety. So get used to changing. Get used to adapting. Get used to being resilient. And wear that smile on your face. So until next time, this will leave you with a smile on your face, I hope. I'll have a picture of the flowers that are kind of like dangled over. Hopefully they'll come back. And if they do, I'll certainly post that. Nature can be resilient. Let's hope it is this time. So until next time, Steve Sherlock signing off for Steve's Two Cents here in Franklin, Mass. Be good. Take care.